distaste for worldly occupations. Evidence of sacrifice is to be found in the life of Hazrat Mirza Sahib. Since his years of discretion, God and the Holy Prophet were the objects of his devotion. Every part of his being was steeped in this love. He observed the law of Sharia from his very childhood. He loved solitude and contemplation. After his early education, his father wanted him to accept employment of some sort, but he held back, accepting no employment in spite of his father's insistence. Undisturbed remembrance of God he preferred to other occupations. His family had some social prestige. If he had cared to, he could have acquired some position in the government. His elder brother did hold such a position, but Hazrat Mirza Sahib avoided these things. Not that he did not like hard work. His subsequent life proves that few persons can have worked harder. In spite of a very different religious profession, an old Sikh resident whose family had known the family of Hazrat Mirza Sahib used to relate an incident with tears in his eyes. Once, the father of Mirza Sahib sent me to him to persuade him to see some high officials for appointment as revenue officer. We found the Mirza Sahib in his cloister, absorbed in study. We mentioned the subject. Did his father, he asked, want him to serve in a government post? If so, his reply should be conveyed with due respect to his father. The reply was, he had agreed to serve someone else. Therefore, he was best left alone. In those days, he was absorbed in a study of the Holy Quran, the Hadith, and the Mathnawi Rumi. He had his visitors, but they were the poor and the orphans whom he fed with his own daily food. Often, for their sake, he would miss a meal and be content, say, with some roasted gram. Retiring and self-effacing, he was easily forgotten. Often, indeed, his brother's family would forget to send him any food. Once, he decided to leave Qadian and escape the distractions his father kept proposing for him. He went to Sialkot and there accepted work in the district court. He spent all the time he saved from court work in study and meditation. Probably it was here in Sialkot that he realized for the first time that Islam was in a precarious condition and that Christians and others were determined to put an end to it. Sialkot was a centre of Christian activity. Badris could be seen preaching Christianity openly in the streets and squares. They attacked Islam and aroused feelings against it. Hazrat Mirza Sahib was surprised to see that nobody came forward to reply. Christianity was the religion of the rulers, so people were afraid to confront Christian preachers in the open. The ulama, as a class, avoided replying to the padris. Some who dared suffered defeat. They had little knowledge of the Holy Quran and were easily defeated in debate. On seeing this, Hazrat Mirza Sahib resolved to meet the padris in the open and later the other adversaries of Islam, such as the Aryas. A little later, his father asked him to return to Qadian. Maybe he thought his son had become reconciled to accepting employment with the government. Therefore, he started his persuasion again and asked him to try and accept some respectable government appointment. The son requested the father to give up such attempts. But he found the father involved in difficulties of various kinds. The worst of them over family litigation. Hazrat Mirza Sahib agreed to relieve his father of the obligation to attend the various courts. During visits to courts, Hazrat Mirza Sahib's absorption in God became more evident. It had become part of his nature. Once, he was present in court and the proceedings would not start. The time came for prayers. Others in the court insisted he should stay as the proceedings might start at any time. But Hazrat Mirza Sahib did not stay. The case in which he was interested was taken up while he was away. He was sent for but did not come until he had finished his prayers. By rights, the case should have gone against him. The judge ignored Mirza Sahib's absence and decided the case in his favour, in his father's favour, to be exact. Another incident which shows his absorption in God is related by a lifelong friend of his who lived in Lahore. An appeal, which if it had failed was going to involve his father and his family in great loss, was before the highest court of the province. Hazrat Mirza Sahib returned from the court very satisfied and happy. His friend thought the appeal had gone in his favour and proceeded to congratulate him. But, said the Mirza Sahib, it was not true he had won. He felt satisfied because now for some time he would have an uninterrupted opportunity for worship and meditation. He found at last that he could not be occupied thus. After deliberating, he wrote to his father requesting him to relieve him of his duties connected with family litigation. The letter, reproduced below, shows the otherworldliness of Hazrat Mirza Sahib even in his youth. He wanted all his time for devotion to God. In accordance with custom, the letter was written in Persian. Hazrat Walid Makhdoom Min Salamat Marasame Ghulmana Wa Qawaid Faduyana Baja Awarda Ma'ruz Hazrate Wala Mikunad Chunke Dari Ayame Birayul Ain Mi Binam Wa Bachashme Sar Mashahida Mikunam Ke Darhame Mumalik Wabilad Har Sal Chena Wabae Mi Uftad کہ دوستان را از دوستان و خویشان را از خویشان جدا می کند و هیچ سال نمی بینم که این نائرہ عظیم و چنی حادثہ علیم در آن سال شور قیامت نیف گند نظر بر آن دل از دنیا سرد شده است و رو از خوف جان زرد و اکثرین دو مصرع شیخ مصلح الدین سعدی شیرازی بیاد می آیند وشک حسرت ریختا می شود مکن تکیه بر عمر نا پایدار مباش ایمن از بازی روزگار و نیز این دو مصرع ثانی از دیوان فرخ حضرت اقدس علیہ السلام کا ابتدائی ایام کا تخلص ہے. نمک پاش جراحت دل می شود پا دنیا دون دل مبندہ جوان کے وقت اجل می رست ناگہاں لہذا می خواہم کے بقیہ عمر در گوشہ تنہائی نشینم و دامن از صحبت مردم بچینم و بیاد او سبحانہو مشغول شوم مگر گزشتہ را عذر و معافات را تدار کے شود عمر بگز شد نماند ست جزایا می چند بکے دریاد کسی صبح کنم شام چند کہ دنیا را اساس محکم نیست و زندگی را اعتبار نی ولکیسو من خاف علی نفسه من آفاته غیره والسلام. My master and father, peace. With tender obeisance and due abasement, I beg to submit that I can see with eyes wide open that every year some calamity overtakes countries and towns which separates friend from friend and relation from relation. Alas, these calamities, these tragedies, produce not the wail and woe they should. Seeing all this, my heart has turned cold towards the world, and my face has become pale with fear. Often do I remember the two lines from Sheikh Muslihuddin Sa'di of Shiraz, and my tears flow when I do so. Depend not on this transient life. Think not you are safe from the sport of passing time. The two lines out of the verse of Farukh of Qadian also act as salt for my wounded heart. Young one, set not thy heart on this mean world. The moment of death may come suddenly. Therefore, I desire to spend the rest of my life in solitude, to shun the company of men and remain occupied in the worship of God, that this may atone for past neglect and guard against possible disasters. Life has run its course, and no thing is left except a few steps. Better, therefore, that I keep awake a few nights in remembrance of someone. This world has no firm foundation, and life here is not dependable. Wise is he who learns from the example of others. And peace. When his father died, Hazrat Mirza Sahib withdrew from everything mundane, leading a life of study, prayer, fasting, and sleepless nights. Now and then, he would write to newspapers in reply to attacks by the critics of Islam. Contrary to the usual practice, Hazrat Mirza Sahib made over his property interests to his elder brother. He received his daily meals from him. His clothing also was supplied by him. He drew no income from his share of the family property, nor did he give any of his time to its maintenance. He spent his time expounding the beauties of Islam and urging people to pray and fast. He ministered to the poor and the needy. With little else to give, he shared his meals with them, himself living on a few ounces of food every day or on nothing at all. His share of the property was not so small that he could ignore it for bare sustenance. He shared a whole village with his brother, and there was additional income from another property.